My name is Kathy Johnson. My husband and I purchased an 83-acre historic farm up in Columbia, New Hampshire. We did that about 5 years ago. Since that time, I've started my own business, and we've improved the property and are really proud of what we've done to our land and to our home. One of the gentlemen that spoke earlier said that all his assets were tied up in his property. Well, my husband just retired a year ago. We had a 401k, which is now a 101k, and all our assets are tied up in our property and our business. All we have left is our home, our land, our business, and the community, and our wonderful panoramic views, which will now be littered with towers once the project goes forward. Mr. Long, earlier from PSNH and also Northeast Utilities, has been telling us constantly the importance of the DOE process in this whole environmental study. Back in November, I contacted Mr. Brian Mills of the Department of Energy, and I was curious exactly what this extensive environmental study was going to consist of. When I talked to him, he explained the process, and he told me some really interesting information. He explained that the environmental study will be conducted by a consulting company, and this consulting company is named Normando. He also told me that although that consulting company is performing the environmental study for the DOE, it is being paid for by Northern Pass. I told him that really struck me as something of a conflict of interest. He said that I should probably contact Normando. Mr. Chairman and committee members, I would ask you that you make sure our voices are heard in this. I know there's a lot of emphasis by PSNH and Northeast Utilities on the wonderful relationship they have with the Department of Energy. But I am a little suspicious of this conflict of interest and would ask you to please pay attention to this process and make sure that our voices are heard. Thank you.